Thanks to everybody else. Stick around, but we say goodbye to Hayward Nakusa right now. See ya. And more of the Roundup on 98Q Country. This is the Deer Hunters Roundup post-game show.
Seamless transition.
Oh,
this is a first, isn't it?
Oh, this is
first, huh?
This is where it gets nasty. We've got okay. We're gonna take a couple.
Wait, I need to leave the room. Then.
We're gonna take a couple more calls, and then we're gonna play a couple of songs also at the end, because some people were not happy that we didn't kick off the show with the 30-point buck. But I'll explain that and why we did what we did here in just a little bit. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Abe from Camp Cornfield.
Camp Cornfield. Gabe, yeah. Whereabouts are you guys, Gabe? Where do you hunt?
We hunt in Polk County.
In Polk County. All right. What happened in the woods today? Give us a scoop there, Gabe.
So this morning we saw one little buck and then three does.
Okay. Couldn't get any of them, though, huh?
Nope.
Or didn't, too small, didn't want. Are you passing? Are you looking for a bigger buck?
Yeah, we're trying to.
Trying to, yeah, aren't we all? How many people hunting with you there, Gabe? Who do you got hunting?
My dad, my sister, and me.
All right. Dad, sister, and you. All right. You guys ever play any board games at all?
Yeah, once in a while.
Which one do you play? What's your favorite?
Monopoly.
That seems to be a trending favorite. I like that.
Do you like to be the banker?
Nah.
I always like to be the banker.
That's too much like work, Big G. I think that takes out the fun.
So you were the one that cheated, is what you're saying, right? Because the banker always the one that gets accused of cheating, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not saying you did.
Those $500 bills stick together a little bit sometimes when you're trying to hand them out.
Especially to yourself.
Yeah.
Gabe, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. We are going to take a couple more calls here. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is the Granduzzi Ranch.
Hey, how we doing?
Granduzzi, oh yeah.
Is this Frank or who is this?
This is Jason.
Jason. Okay, Jason at the Granduzzi Ranch. All right, Jason, give us some good news out there. Jason, what happened with you guys?
Well, we saw a couple of deer. Not a whole lot of deer, but we got a full camp tonight. We got Todd and Jacob and Justin and Jackson and Jonathan and Jesse and Grandpa Frank and myself.
All right. That sounds like a good crew.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You've been calling in for a lot of years, haven't you?
We've been calling in since you started the show.
Yeah. Well, I've been here since 2000, and it was on before that, I know, too. And you've got generations there, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, three generations.
What's the biggest deer you've ever gotten, Jason?
Personally, a 9-pointer.
Okay. Nice. All right. Board game with the whole crew there. What are you picking? What can you whoop them at?
Oh, Operation.
Operation.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Jason with a steady hand.
He goes old school with Operation. Oh, I like that.
The buzzing has haunted me. It's like a nightmare fuel kind of thing.
Exactly. All right. What are we doing tomorrow? Back at it again?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in from the Granduzzi Ranch. Appreciate it.
All right. We appreciate the show, guys. Keep it up.
You bet. All right. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Mabel. Set the table, Mabel.
Set the table, Mabel.
This is perfect.
I was waiting for you to call in there.
You know, I don't...
I've been trying to get through, but hard to get through.
To be honest with you, set the table, Mabel. I'm not sure our newbies on the Deer Hunters Roundup are ready for you, so this is probably good that you've called in on the post-game show. This is like when you go to a stand-up comedy, and they got like four comedians, and then everybody goes home, and then like five people linger, and then Set the Table Mabel comes up, and then it gets real, right?
It gets really real then.
Whereabouts do you hunt out there?
We hunt in Clam Lake.
Clam Lake.
Big buck camp over here.
Big elk up there, too. What happened today in the woods?
There was a lot of elk out there today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of elk out there today. My brother, the Cayuga kid there, he seen a little fawn there and a bunch of turkeys, and that was pretty much it today.
Oh, really? Really? That was all you had, huh? Well, it's always a good news, bad news when it's nice out. We kind of know what's coming when it's a nice day like this. So
it was beautiful out there, though. Out there with all the red squirrels and the blue jays. My God.
Yeah.
Could have shot them all.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Not sure. The camp might be breaking up by before then, so we're having little brandy cocktails now, and we're going to see how we feel in the morning. But
All right, very good. All right, well, give me one, because it's not the beginning of the deer hunting season. If we don't get a really heartfelt way down deep inside, we may even chime in a little bit. Give us
one.
Ready? We're ready, baby.
Yeah,
we're
let's
ready.
Hear it.
Oh, that's the table, baby.
Table.
Yeah.
That's right. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chuck from Camp Bucknuts in Lugerville.
All right, Chuck. What's going on out at Camp Bucknuts in Lugerville?
Not a dang thing. We didn't see any deer, but we heard some wolves at 9 o'clock this morning howling. And they've been howling all night just northeast of here.
Oh, really? Oh, hang on just a second. Hang on. I can't get you.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
All right. There you go. they seem to be doing that stuff out there, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Any squirrels? Any blue jays? Anything like that? Chipmunks? Any entertainment at all?
No. Wolves ate all of everything.
Well, you're just forcing me to play it again.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
I think you're just trying to make me do it now. So, all right. All right. One board game for you there, Chuck. What are you playing? What one board game?
Risk. World domination.
Risk. Yep.
That could last for days. Risk is a commitment. Yep. It's a commitment, yeah. Yeah, very good.
Hey, can I give a shout out? I want to give a shout out to the boys in Split Rock, Wisconsin, and my buddy Luke that doubled up today.
All right, doubled up. What, you got two?
You got two.
All right, that's a good day. All right, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks. Love the show.
Thank you. Got to get a couple spots in. Then we're going to come in and wrap up the show on the other side here.
Stay cozy this winter. Call Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters for professional gutter cleaning and screening. Keep your home safe. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Went down to the Punchkin Dance by the church for opening day.
He was glad to be there,
but it sure was not to pray. He went down to slam a couple of shoots at that famous Piva there.
The dance is hot out and sweat out there.
That long red underwear. He woke up in his stand, sat still out there all day.
He was feeling sad and blue,
cause the deer wasn't coming his way. He finally couldn't take it no more, with his sweaty long johns frozen stiff.
He got ants in his pants, started doing a little dance,
and sang this little riff.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer.
I'll do the dirty pointer polka,
then my heart will start to beat.
I'll do the dirty pointer polka,
for I freeze right to my seat. And all the other hunters yell, hey, stop making all that noise. You're scaring all the deer and peeing off the boys.
You should learn to be more quiet.
So settle down and sit,
he said. I will not, I'm cold as hell. Besides, I got a party for bed. And then he pulls out this little polka band, which is really a little yellow radio from Taiwan or somewhere, but it only tunes in these polka stations. And he turns on WPOK, cause if they sing in Polish, and he uses it while he's milking the girls in the morning, you know, oh, it's wonderful, the one, the two, the
she was dancing to that beat. Deer came from all around.
He listened to their hooves as they beat upon the ground.
You could hear their hooves a-pounding as he did his little dance.
Yeah, there's nothing like a polka,
yeah, to get them deer to prance.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer. Do the dirty pointer polka,
it's the thing you've got to do. shwacked a lot of deer and busted up their racks. Shot them bucks right out of their shoes, stopped them in their tracks. Big bucks do their dancing where the ticket swamps are found. And when Clyde hears old tuba hoof,
he knows the big one is around.
Yeah! It must have been the rhythm of them sorrels on that tree stand platform. It just rattled them right in. And with a polka beat, he brought out the big buck's heat.
With his polka beat!
Johnny King, here coming!
His eyes are always crossed. He can't see far from near.
Clyde swears up and down he shoots straight when he's hunting deer.
The wardens must have liked him, cause he got a special permit.
Dip glasses or take his beer bottles,
and he can't see worth a...
Hey, watch it! Yeah, he's got his little peep eyes, all sunken and shrunken, and sometimes he hallucinates.
Hey, he told me he's seen the world's largest polka dancing deer.
Dirty polka, polka, just get up and let her snap.
Put a turkey pointer, polka!
It's better than a nap.
All right, and we're going to wrap up our post-game show. We're only on 98Q Country. We are still streaming on the 98Q YouTube channel. Please subscribe on there. It's free, and you can watch the show. Let's take our final two calls, and then we're going to put a wraps on the first edition here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Muckshoe from Camp Lonehorn.
Camp Lonehorn. Whereabouts is Camp Lonehorn?
It's up in... Presque Isle
area. Okay. All right. The fancy part of the Northwoods. Ooh, pardon. Okay. So, Muckshoe, what's happening?
This morning, me and a big grizz went out hunting, and he got a 4-point buck.
4-point buck. All right.
All right.
That's not too shabby. We'll take that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have to help him drag it out of the woods?
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Not really.
Yeah. At least it wasn't in the middle of the afternoon when it's 40 degrees and you're dragging a deer out of the woods. Now, you can pick up a sweat real quick there. How far did you have to get drag the deer out? How far was it?
I don't know. Like 300 yards or something.
All right. 5 miles is what it'll be 10 years down the road. We dragged that thing out. It was, we had to take it through a river, and there was a tornado at one point. The story will get better.
Uphill all the way.
Uphill both ways. All right. How many people hunting with you there, Muckshoe?
Only two right now.
Only two? All right. All right. Do you or your other there qualify for the youth hunt?
I do.
You do. Okay. We'll put you in for the gun drawing for courtesy of Nemuth Implement. So you are in for that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Didn't mean to diss Presque Isle there. I was just saying. The town has such a sophisticated name.
No, I get it. I get it. It feels like you're saying Beverly Hills, but in Wisconsinite. I get you.
Yeah, it's like Presque Isle.
Yeah.
It just sounds so sophisticated.
It's light and airy.
It's wonderful. I like it. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Joel, good evening. This is Ben Colvin from Camp Wilson.
How are we doing, Ben?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good. And whereabouts do you hunt there? Where's Camp Wilson?
Camp Wilson is down in Sheboygan County. We're a little south.
Okay.
Little south, Sheboygan County. All right. What's the good word down there?
We've got 12 points hanging, an 8-pointer and a 4-pointer.
That's
so
a good day.
Doing okay.
That's a good day, yeah. Did you see many other deer, or was it just two for two?
Saw about six other deer, all doe and yearlings, and the other two are the ones that are hanging.
All right. Very good. Very good. And it was a good day to be in the woods. You must have had, Sheboygan County, you must have been, what, 40, 42 for the high today?
About 44, 46 or so, give or take.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a...
heat wave.
You had to drag them out of the woods?
Too warm.
Did you have to do any dragging out of the woods on those?
What's that?
Did you have to drag them far out of the woods?
They both dropped within about 40 to 60 yards of where they were hit. So it was a good day from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, you got a good workout, huh? Cancel that physical that you have on. My heart's good. All right, I'm fine. Yeah, that's right.
Copy that, yep.
Yeah, all right. What's the plan for the rest of the way for you guys? You still hunting down in that area?
Still going to be hunting, yeah. I want to give a shout out to my brother up at Camp Daycare just outside of Crandon. He is up there with a couple 7-year-old girls, so I'm wishing him the best.
Okay. All right.
And hoping things go good for him up there.
All right, Ben. Thank you. Congrats on the deer. Great job.
Thank you very much. Thanks for keeping the Deer Hunters Roundup alive, Joel.
All right. You're very welcome. So here's what we're doing. No show tomorrow night because of the Packers. We are contractually obligated to carry the entire Packer game from 1 o'clock until 9 o'clock. So no show tomorrow night. We'll be back Monday with a cast of characters, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we'll be back the whole way for all kinds of deer hunting stuff and stories. Whew. Need a nap, Big G.
Good
what do you
show.
Think? Yeah, it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Lena, yep. what do you think of all these characters? Oh. Have you ever listened to the show before? Is this your first time experience?
No, this is my first time.
Yeah.
First time.
And still willing to hang out with us?
Yeah, I'd love to come hang out with you guys.
Yeah, we're kind of cutting them in recliner time here a little bit. It's worth it.
I want to give a big shout out to all the daddies out there, all the girls that called in today. Very impressive. Somebody took the time to show them how to hunt.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and that's what it's all about. Gray, any emails that we want to throw in at the last minute that we may have missed here?
I'll throw one out there, but I also just want to remind folks that these text line submissions, if we don't get to text that came in tonight and we don't shout it out tonight, we'll still be able to get to them tomorrow. So no worries. We'll just have to pack them in a little tighter starting on Monday, I should say. But Dead-Eyed Jake from Camp Aspen Acres, located east of Tomahawk in Skanawon. Nothing moving this afternoon. Hunting solo this year. Love the show. Glad it's expanded. Shout out to Camp Wiki Up in Ojibwa. Wanted to give you a shout out, Jake. You're hunting alone. Wanted to do what we could to remedy that.
Is that one S or two S on that?
On which?
Camp Aspen.
Camp Aspen is one. He says it's written here.
Just curious.
If there's a second S, then it becomes two things. You just never mind.
He went over his shaved head, Joel.
Something. It becomes something you have to get out of. That's right. That's right. All right. You good? Are we good?
Good for now.
If you want
to. I just want to say thanks to Lena.
Yeah, thank you, Lena.
She's here tonight and one of our title sponsors. All kinds of great food certificates that people are going to get. And Lena, you want to hit the place early. Breakfast buffet tomorrow, right? You can eat.
7 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday.
Lena's Northern Pines.
Today's right Saturday.
Sunday tomorrow,
Yep. Lena's Northern Pines right there on Butternut Lake off of Lakeshore Drive. So.
And Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. If you're in Glidden and you want to make your way on down there, go ahead. All right. Thank you, Austin, for the YouTube. Great job on the YouTube, I call it. And thank you, everybody, for being a part of our first ever Deer Hunters Roundup that expanded a little bit beyond just 98Q, but we always appreciate all you 98Q diehards who have been a part of it for many, many, many years. That's why we kind of do a little post-game show just for our local guys here. So thank you all. We're going to wrap it up with a song that somebody yelled at me for not playing at the beginning. So here you go.
And you know, it's not so much the heat as the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you out of bed and the wife says, "Stop making so much noise, you're waking me up, go to sleep." Well, let me tell you, times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers, you know. The Packers are, gosh, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know, back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Well, anyhow, getting to be that time of year, eh?
Yeah.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess get with the beat, hey.
I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's the boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, he partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point 30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground. He was so beautiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God just for outdoor magazines. Now I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30 pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
Get him there, Clyde. I believe it when I see it here, buddy. 30 point buck.
Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar Laser Triple Barrel Double Scoped Heat Seeking Shotgun. The women clapping in the back there, I gotta like that. Well, he would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away, y'all. Still, I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Deer standing tall and proud. He looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white. And
there he was.
Gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law of mine from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads in here, bad boys.
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that
30-point buck.
I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. The last thing I do, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
Good luck this season while you're after the 30-pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like, we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, fifieldseedandfeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Thanksgiving at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Join Terry 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a feast of ham, beef tips, pork roast, turkey, and sides. $24 per adult, $12 ages 6 to 12, $6 under 5. Celebrate with Northwoods Supper Club and enjoy a warm, flavorful Thanksgiving. Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs, whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site. The name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
This holiday season, join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live at the St. Croix Holiday Showcase. It's happening Saturday, December 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Croix Rod Factory in Park Falls. From 9:30 to 12:30, spin our prize wheel to win amazing goodies. Ho, ho, ho! Santa's arrivals at noon. Kids try lure painting and enjoy festive stocking grab bags. Shop special one-day deals on rods, reels, and more during the 7 days of Christmas sale event, which ends December 8th. Details at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
It's the only countdown giving you the stories behind the songs. Welcome to the pre-Thanksgiving show on the Country Top 40. And don't forget, the weekend after Thanksgiving, myself, Dan, and Shay are going to be doing a big old show for you. with all the leftovers and everything, it is CT40's Thankful for the Hits, the leftover edition. And I cannot wait for you to hang out with us. Continuing right now with number 27, his name is Kojo, Cody Johnson. And Carrie Underwood, I'm Gonna Love You.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Flying up four spots from number 31 to number 27, that was Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood with I'm Gonna Love You. And by the way, the song you hear right there, that was the first take. The song you just heard was the first take when Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood joined together in the studio. They sang it live, and that was it. They said, no need to do it again. That's the one we want to take. Love that. So cool. All right, a while back, Johnny Clausen and Josh Doerr, Kyle Sturrock, and Lal Goldsman, they all got together, and they decided to write a song called Texas. And they started shopping it around a little bit to a handful of artists before Blake Shelton took it, and he ran with it. And look at it now. Blake is entering the countdown as a solo artist for the first time since his 2022 release of Nobody. And look at him now, debuting way up there on the Country Top 40 at number 26. Blake Shelton with Texas.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably.
That's a whole lot of BS right there. Blake Shelton with a brand new one called Texas at number 26. An incredible debut way up there in the mid-20s. And I'll tell you what, that is such a massive move. That means that Blake Shelton receives the Leap of the Week award. So no matter where you are, at home, at work, in the car, listening on your radio station app. Let me grab my air horns up in here just a second. And if we could all get together, let's give Blake Shelton a big O.
Attaboy!
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 Your Leap of the Week is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. You know when you hear a song and you're like, oh, I bet you that could be the wedding song of the year. You have to wonder if the artist sort of had that in mind when they wrote it. Well, a couple of days ago in Nashville, Tennessee, during CMA week, I was hanging out with Cole Swindell, and we were talking about how this whole song came about. And he got together with songwriting buddies Graylin James and Rocky Block, and they got very personal about his life with this song. Not only personal about his life, it was a personal song about his new wife, Courtney Little. But when I asked him if this song was also meant to be a wedding song for other people, Cole didn't exactly want to commit.
You know, for me, when I'm writing, just whatever I'm recording, I'm either living it or I want to live it. You know, anybody that wants to settle down, I think they're all hoping for that. And for me, I think it's going to be special. So, hey, if this song, maybe it helps other people too. We'll see if things happen.
Well, we don't know if it's going to help others tie the knot, but it is helping Cole climb the country top 40 countdown. I bet you so many people are going to want to use that song as their wedding song. Don't you think? I think so. Number 25, here's Cole Swindell with Forever to Me.
You ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free, gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me.
'cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yeah, she gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be. That I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me.
Brand new one from Cole Swindell with Forever to Me, skipping ahead one to number 25. This portion of the Country Top 40 is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm playing the hits from Turkey, Texas, all the way to Pinetown, New Mexico. That's right, real cities, by the way. We're at mile marker number 24 right now with John Morgan and Jason Aldean, called Friends Like That.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Been better company lately. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends alive. It's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
John Morgan and Jason Aldean stepping up one to number 24 with Friends Like That. It's going to be a big old spring for Dylan Scott. And I'll repeat that. Some folks don't know what I mean when I say big O. You know, I was born and raised by Texas. And when I say it's a big O, it means it's something very large, gigantic. So it's going to be a big O spring for Dylan Scott. He's going to be taking off on a 17-stop Country Till I Die tour starting off on April 3rd in Boston, Massachusetts. And we're going to give you a little sneak preview of that tour right now. Dylan Scott's got number 23 with "This Town's Been Too Good to Us."
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us some girls that stole her horse. Gave us some books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good. In a back row pew, good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends, whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it, every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads, we either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes, it wasn't no that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes.
Louisiana's own Dylan Scott taking a ride up on the number 23 with "This Town's Been Too Good to Us." You got Fitz playing the hits, and there is nothing quite as valuable as really having the insight to be able to follow your own intuition. It is so important to listen to that voice. I'm going to repeat that. Listen to this. It is so important to listen to your inner voice. And what Dasha has learned is that it doesn't really have to make sense to others as long as it makes sense to you. She says, "I knew that returning to my roots in country music was what I needed to do for my inner artist to shine. And I told my friends I was going back to country, and they were kind of confused because I've been doing all of this pop stuff for a while, and they just didn't understand. But I just knew that it was the right thing for me." And that's all that matters. She bet big on herself, and that bet paid off huge. Dasha pulling up to the table right now with Austin at number 22.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money?
from San Luis Obispo, California, Dasha taking a plunge back five to number 22 with Austin.
Country Top 40.
The Fitz playing the hits and giving you a little bit of the sounds of the season of the Country Top 40 countdown. When we get back, you better get your walking shoes on because we're going to take a 59-year walk through history. Headed to the year that the world discovered the meaning of the term supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We're going down to the vault after this.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
Northwoods Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy tonight, quiet but chilly with lows in the mid-20s. Our November sky continues on Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs near 40. On Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers possible, highs in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 27.
98 Q Country.
Fitz is counting them down.
It's a countdown to count on. Welcome back to the hits on the Country Top 40 with Fitz. Streaming and broadcasting from the OG CT40 studios. That's right, the original Bob Kingsley CT40 studios right here, deep in the heart of Texas. And we're getting closer to number one with every song. Gonna check in with Dierks Bentley right now, who's got number 21 with American Girl.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere.
Dierks Bentley holding out at number 21 for another week with American Girl. And my name is Fitz, F-I-T with a Z. I'm your tour guide through all the hits, and we're about to jump into the legendary Bob Kingsley CT40 Vault and take a huge trip back in time, 59 years. And we can't, you know, do this all by ourselves because we got to have our tickets paid for. And your ticket to the vault is covered by my friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And follow me over here. Let me just put my hand over our brand new updated hand identification scanner. Looky there. Look at that. Instant access. How about we stop right here? Let's begin in the year that Mary Poppins is released.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
That's right. You could see that movie for paying only $1 at the movie theaters. Wouldn't that be nice? It was the year that the 630-foot-tall parabolic steel gateway arch was completed in St. Louis. And the soundtrack to it all on country radio was the most successful recording ever from Little Jimmy Dickens.
Made a bird of paradise fly up your nose. Made an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be black.
One of my favorite titles ever in country music. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. The 1965 release from Little Jimmy Dickens that became his most successful number one song, spending 2 weeks at number one. And follow me this way. Let's go here. Another two decades to what became the second number one single from a Fort Worth, Texas native.
But I'll never stop loving you.
Gary Morris from 1985 with I'll Never Stop Loving You. Buckle up. Come on, buckle up, because we're going to go into the 21st century right now. Moving forward 35 years, step by step, we go to the year 2020 when Russell Dickerson was taking over country radio.
Girl, I've always loved you. All but something's changed. Blame it on time, the road or the ride. But it ain't the same. It's a different kind of feeling. Not the one I knew. From the sweet on your lips to how you.